Again, welcome to the series, Living Generously. If you've not watched the previous video, you might have wondered what he's talking about. Sorry about that, because it's a continuous series, so if you missed one, I will have those reflections printed out so you could catch up on the story of what was happening in today's clip. The Beatitudes, Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12. As we read the Beatitudes and the context there, which was not read this morning, but you know it's in Matthew 5 and you know the Beatitudes, Jesus withdraws to a mountainside and he begins to teach his disciples. I know Randy Stewart touched on this last week at the first service. I know he had two different sermons, so the second service did hear this. Jesus withdrew, and the scripture says the disciples followed him. Matthew says he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and teach them. Jesus is not giving out instructions to the masses that followed him. Neither is he sharing with his chosen, you know, just the three disciples that he sometimes took on top of the mountain. No. Jesus gathers all of his disciples. All of them were present, the 12. Jesus is simply telling the disciples, what is God's kingdom like? Well, it's just for the disciples. You know, he did not share that with the other folks. And that's my introduction that I'm sharing with the church. I mean, this, if somebody is visiting, you know, you might not click, you might not understand the whole concept of what we're doing here today. But if you're part of this family, if you've grown and walked with us through the journey, you will understand. You will understand. And it is for the church. This message is for the church of Jesus Christ. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, our contemporary society would not understand that, would it? Blessed are the poor. Kind of sounds bizarre. What is Jesus talking about? Everything that Jesus shares and says is kind of upside down, isn't it? Think about that. It's not the norm. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, comes into this world through a peasant family, born in a manger, not born in a royal family, in a palace, is it? He rides into Jerusalem on an animal that bears burdens, a donkey, and not a dominant kingly entrance on a horse. As he enters into Jerusalem as the conquering king, if you will. In our video clip, Frank awoke, this is from last week, awoke from his dream, knowing he had to do something. He hoped to give Ray some money and find a benefit to donate, just enough to satisfy his guilt. But what he found was a step that would take him outside of his comfort zone in a big way. And so it is with us, isn't it? Poverty, sickness, pain. A natural reaction to these things is a mixture of pity, a desire to separate ourselves from it. Just like Frank, we decide that we will give and get out. Write a check and get back to your comfort zone. But as we have been talking about, it is our heart that God desires, isn't it? I mean, that was my sermon on the first, second, can't remember, the first sermon. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Love the Lord. God wants a relationship with you and me. And then that flows into loving your neighbor. For Frank, the good sheep, as we talked about in the first film, is not a hastily written check. Before Frank knows it, he has gone from a distant, comfortable giver to a reluctant servant now. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, if you've got your pew Bible, go ahead and look it up. Open it up to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 8 through 9. I'll just wait till you find that scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 8 through 9. I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Through his poverty, do we want to align ourselves with the heart of God? You know, Ray, in the film, Ray understood this. That's why he gave his bonus. I think it was a $100 bill. I couldn't see it. His bonus from Frank, what he had gotten, he put it into that soup kitchen kettle. He knew the joy of giving and serving that Frank was about to discover now. Didn't Jesus say in Matthew 10, verse 39, he who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Matthew 10, verse 39. It's upside down, isn't it? In a worldly sense, it doesn't make any sense. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Come on. How does that work? When you surrender, when you give yourself up to the Lord, he can take you, he can use you for his service, his purpose. If you don't give yourself up, he cannot do anything with us. Did you get that spoon and the ladle thing? Ray says something very interesting toward the end when Frank thanks Ray for handing him the spoon. He corrects Frank, says, ladle. A spoon is for feeding yourself. A ladle is for serving others. And so it is with living generously, isn't it? So often we have a spoon mentality. How does this affect me? What is there in for me? Well, look at that front cover picture. Well, I got the other part of the bulletin. Look at that. Isn't that how our society functions? What's in for me? What's in for me? Christ shows us the ladle mentality very clearly in Philippians. That's another scripture I would like you to look at. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Paul writes this in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Could you just, it's just mind-boggling, isn't it? I mean, God, to humble himself, not just even coming as a human, but to be crucified. Crucified on a cross. Just like a thief or a robber. Christ emptied himself, ladled himself out for us. He literally dies for us. Our job, I mean, what he expects us to die to ourselves. That's what following Christ is all about. Dying to ourselves. I mean, that's how that scripture comes alive. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Do you understand that now? For a long time, I didn't understand it. I mean, so I don't, you know, you could nod and say, yeah, I do understand. I mean, for a long time, I myself had to wrestle with that. To humble ourselves like Frank learned and to serve one another. Are you living generously? Our time, our talents, our gifts, our service. God works upside down. It's just the opposite of how the world thinks and acts. Just the opposite. The eternal, holy, omnipotent God becomes lowly, ordinary man, and even experiences humility. And Philippians 2, 9 through 11, Paul continues to share that. He says, therefore God has highly exalted him, Jesus Christ, and bestowed on him the name which is above everything. every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and even and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. Every knee shall bow. We may think this series is all about Frank, but I want you to capture this a little bit here. Have you noticed that there are several journeys interwoven? Evan, the son, learned about the importance of giving God his best when he gave the little plane, remember? The best sheep. And in this clip, Megan, the daughter, is experiencing the joy that comes from serving others. My friends, don't think that you are on this journey alone. We affect others around us. We affect them. We affect our family. We affect our community. So it is just not me and my journey. Whatever you do, there is a ripple effect. There is a ripple. You affect the whole world around you. Living a Christian life is found in a service to one another. Isn't that our mission statement? Is empowered by God to love and serve one another. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, that we will be ready and willing to love and to serve one another in Christ's name. Amen. I would like you to pause for a moment. Take the commitment cards. You might have, I'm sure you have prayed about this. And if you haven't, I really want you to take a few moments this morning. Take a few moments and ask the Lord, where is God calling you? First of all, where are you in your relationship with him? Because that would determine what comes next. Where are you with the Lord? Once you've determined that, once you've given your life up for him, then the Lord will tell you what you should do to serve your community. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Lord, Lord, we come to you. We come wanting to love you. To love you so much, so dearly. With our whole heart, our mind, and soul. And Lord, to surrender our lives to you. For you to be the Lord of our lives. And Lord, once we've connected with you, once we've surrendered our lives to you, Lord, then you would tell us to do, to serve you, and how we can serve through our church into our community. Father, I pray that you will speak to us. Speak to us where we are, in our relationship with you. And help us, Lord, help us to take that step of faith to follow you, to love you even more than we have in our past. Give us that faith. And help us, O Lord, to take that step to love our neighbors. Lord, I pray that you would lead us now and direct us as a church as we make this commitment. As we make this commitment as a church, Lord, I pray that you would guide us. You would be the light to our paths that help us, Lord, to take that next step that we as a church need to take to please you, to bring you all glory and honor, and to bring many, many more folks that can come and experience your love for them. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.